This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Tired of the tax season headache? Laborly Bookkeeping is here to make your tax preparation simple and stress-free. We ensure maximum deductions and accurate filing, so you keep more of your hard-earned money. Don't wait. Get peace of mind for your personal and business taxes. Book your tax appointment today at laborlybookkeeping.com.
What if the background music in your business could do more than just fill silence? What if it could actually increase sales, build customer loyalty, and define your brand? Our mission is simple: to help businesses like yours succeed by harnessing the strategic power of sound. We believe the right music can be a game changer, and we're going to prove it.
Let tax season happen to you. Take control of your numbers before the ball drops. No matter where you live, we have you covered. Book your free consultation today. LaborallyBookkeeping.com.
Welcome back, or welcome, however you want to cover it. We're not doing you like that, Bookie Books. We're not doing you. Hi, Doc Babes. So welcome back, my ambitious ones. It is Media Monday, and you know what that means. You know what it means. It is time to dive into the headlines of the culture. It's time to dive into the headlines of culture commentary with the Gab Beat. I'm your host, Labora Lee, aka Cat Lee Wu, the unofficial member of the Wu-Tang Clan. And
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Let me tell you, the hip hop world has been spinning faster than a DJ premiere record scratch. Listen, it's crazy right now. We got some heavy hitters dominating the charts, and some serious real life drama making headlines. we got some things to get into. And a massive cultural conversation that is now showing no signs of slowing down. Grab your drinks and turn up the volume and let's get into it. But before we do that, there's some things I need to say. Oh, wait. I didn't even put this on the screen. I'm sorry. I didn't even do this, which is very necessary for today's show. It is Media Monday. It is Media Monday. I hate Doc Books. It is Media Monday. Yeah, we already know. Yeah, I'm glad you put that. It's Media Monday. It's time to get into the stuff that we need to talk about. But before I do all of that, is some things that I need to say, like join the conversation. You can do that by calling in. If you call in, you'll be live on air. You can send a text. If you send a text, I will read it live on air. Or you can just drop a comment. And if you drop a comment, I will read it live on air as well. And I also will put it on the screen. So you know everybody is in your business, because this is an in your business kind of day. It is. Hit us up, y'all. Like, listen, there's a million ways to contact me, but hit us up. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up on our Gmail account. You can, which is ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. But I said there are a million ways to get in contact with us. So hit us up. Listen, I'm not done. I'm not finished. Listen, check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Hit the website. You can get the radio station. There's a lot of things over there. Go check it out. And while you're over there, make sure you join our coffee community, because I'll tell you all of that at the end of the show. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's talk about some things. So we have to start where the culture is focused right now, and it's the Sean Combs Netflix documentary, The Reckoning. We're witnessing the deep. We are witnessing the deep. We're witnessing this deep, sustained impact and the drama spilling out. So the documentary remains a cultural firestorm. Of course. Why wouldn't it? It's forcing a widespread reckoning for the cultural power. This is what it's doing. Alleged abuse and misogyny in the music industry as a whole. It's crazy. So the drama is getting personal. Ja Rule has publicly taken shots at 50 Cent. My favorite anti-villain. I love 50 Cent. I don't care what nobody says. I love 50 Cent. But Ja Rule was taking shots at 50 Cent for his involvement in producing the docuseries. This classic beef is crossing into serious territory. So Ja Rule is accusing 50 Cent of being petty and capitalizing on trauma, while 50 Cent is leaning into his role as a cultural relentless agitator. I don't know if he's leaning into that, though. I think he kind of already has been there, saying someone had to tell the story. I feel like, okay, I'll get into that, and then I get into my Ja Rule and 50 Cent situation in a minute. The streaming effect. We talked about 50 Cent streaming surge last week. But it's still holding strong. He's number one on Netflix. He is. Hold on, let me see. All the secrets are still there. I know, right, Doc? I know. Doc said all the secrets are still there. Listen. It's titillating. Titillating. But his mama got receipts. Your mama got the receipts! Oh, sorry. Okay. Doc, don't start early. Don't start early. Not my Mace stuff. His mama got the receipts. His mama got the receipts. Alright. Let me calm down a little bit. But that's what Mace said. He said your mama got the receipts, Nick. Alright, anyway. So streaming effect. We talked about 50 Cent's surge last week and it's still going strong. His album Get Rich or Die Trying is enjoying a sustained spike, of course, because he's doing this and he's doing that. So it's a thing. Showing how real world drama can translate into catalog revenue. 50 is enjoying all of this. He is enjoying every single bit of this. Y'all, if you didn't see the morning show, Good Morning America, he's cheesing hard as I don't know what, but whatever. The legal fallout. So this is no longer just a documentary. We're seeing legal consequences unfold. With reports of a former escort claiming that Diddy's lawyer exploited his Cassie allegations against him. And the story is evolving daily, and it highlights the long-term legal battle ahead. Because they're talking about suing Netflix, and well, Diddy's people are talking about suing Netflix and 50. Wait until the Reckoning Part 2 dot. Listen, 50 said, all right, so this is a couple of things I want to discuss about this. So what 50 said is he still has a lot more to divulge. But because of Netflix, he could not put everything out there. But he's saying that he's going to go a different route to as far as divulging that information. Allegedly. Oh my gosh. Let me put this on the screen. Let me put this on the screen real quick.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
I had to put that up because crazy work. And Doc, I'm going to get to your comment because I want to talk about that in a second, but we all know that 50 and Ja Rule have been having this thing for years, but I think now with this whole Diddy situation and because there is commentary out there about alleged incidences with Ja Rule and Diddy, I think Ja Rule just decided to step up and do what he needs to say, what he needs to say. I don't know if this is what he needs to do, though. That's why I had to change that real quick. And as far as him stepping into the role of being, or leaning into the role of being an agitator, 50 has been that. That's why he's my favorite anti here, my anti-villain. Because, like, he's been doing this. This is not nothing new. We know that 50 Cent has been at Diddy's neck for a long time. So it is what it is. Again, it's number one on Netflix. Like, if you go into Netflix right now, it's number one. And it is what it is. And so, I don't know. It's some people that 50 Cent do not rock with. Diddy is one. Ja Rule, for sure, is at the top of the list. So, of course, Ja Rule would come in and say, you know, say the things that he says. And being as though 50, being as though Ja Rule and Diddy have been tied together before this, all this stuff happened, it's a thing. Like I said, Diddy's team is talking about suing Netflix, but he's not going to have the same lawyers that he had at first because he included them in everything. So that's the whole thing. And then there's the allegations that Cassie Trent passed on a STD to the little worker. So that's the thing, too. That's the thing right now, too. Okay. So let me go back to this. So Doc said, wait until The Reckoning Part 2, Doc. I don't know that we're going to get one on Netflix, but I feel like there will be another situation. Interviews with Faith, Stevie J, Jodeci, and Farnsworth Bentley. Do you think that they will, do you honestly think that they're going to talk? You know, with the whole Jodeci thing, specifically, Devontae Swain, it's been alleged that, remember, well, if you haven't been watching the show, then you don't remember me covering it, but if you have been watching the show, I covered a case a while back before Diddy was ever even arrested, before the criminal litigation went down with an alleged victim, and she said Devontae was all up in the case, right? She said that the reason why she knew about her alleged situation is because of Devontae Swain. Her name was Joy Dickerson Neal. And she said what she said, and I'm going to say it because I've already reported on it, so I'm going to say it. She said that Devontae is the person that came back and told her that Diddy was showing the tape of him asking her. So, yeah, I don't know. So Doc said, I asked the question, do you think they're honestly going to get on camera and talk about it. He said no, but it would be wild if they I feel like it would be a wild ass ride, Doc. I feel like it would be a wild ride. I feel like if certain parties came up and started, you know, stepping up and speaking out, we would get a lot more intel than we've already gotten from this Diddy documentary. That 50 did, that everybody, TMZ has done, like that everybody has done. So I wish that they would, but what's the likelihood? What's the likelihood? That's the real question. What's the likelihood of that happening? And I feel like maybe even they have been victimized in some sort of kind of way, and that's why they won't come out and speak about it. One would think that they would because they've been victimized, but it's a whole industry thing. So I don't know that they're going to come and speak out, but I wish that they would. I absolutely wish that, oh my gosh, I wish that they would. And a lot of things that I've dotted would come together because I'm a detective. And I figure out things, but a lot of things, I feel like a lot of things that a lot of pieces that of the puzzle that I've already put together would be proven if they did. So I wish that they would. I really, really, really wish that they would. It would make me so happy. It would just make all of my detective vibes just tingle if they did, but they probably won't. But yeah, I wish that, well, Stevie J, we already know, is not gonna do it. But Faith, Jodeci, and Farnsworth Bentley, I feel like that would, it would happen. It could happen, and I feel like that would be great if it happened. You know, I'm a dot, 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 dot. I'm a detective. I'll be finding stuff out, even from afar. But whatever. Dot, dot, dot. So, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. I wish that would happen. Anyway. So, now let's talk about the music. Let's talk about the music. Y'all know we love music over here. That's our thing. That's our whole vibe. Like, music is everything over here. So let's talk about the music. It's actually moving the needle. The music that's moving the needle this week. The charts are showing the incredible pulling power of collaborations and strong presence from the veterans. And I like that. I like that very much. So let's start with this one first. 21 Savage, he's unstoppable. His album, What Happened to the Streets, just dropped and is holding its top spot. The Drake feature, Mr. Recoup, is an absolute anchor for this fucking album. Sorry, I was too early. For this album. We're going to get into that in a minute. Proving the power of that partnership regardless of perceived online friction. Sorry, couldn't help it. The formula is simple. 21, storytelling, Drake's hook mastery equals guaranteed streams. Also, 21 Savage has been making his rounds on podcasts and things of that nature. And one particular thing, one particular podcast that he hopped on. Dang, I'm mad that I don't remember the name of it. He hopped on it and he came to Drake's defense. And I don't know that he did it justice. I don't know that he helped Drake in this situation. He basically said, and I'm paraphrasing, that basically he told Drake first not to engage with Kendrick. Drake did it anyway. He did say that Drake loves this culture, and basically that he said, this is where we disagree, that if you have the number one spot already, okay, listen, having gave 172 listens yet, but I plan to I plan on this weekend. Oh, okay, that's the name of the album. I don't know the name of the album. Oh, okay, it's 217 listen, but yeah, plan to do it this weekend. Okay, listen, Dot, I love you so much. I do. I haven't gave it a listen yet either, but what I will say is he did try to, I think, soften the blow for Drake because they are friends and they do and whatever. And he said that he told Drake not to engage in this situation, but Drake did it anyway. And so it's a thing. It's a thing. But he also tried to make it seem like, he tried to downplay it like, you have the number one spot, you can't rise above one. So if you try to, what would you be? 1.5. But he didn't go to 1.5. He went to 0. So I don't know if you helped him a little bit in the situation, but he did say that he told him not to engage in Drake to it anyway. So that's no, don't worry about that, Doc. Don't worry about that. So I don't know if he helped Drake at all with his little commentary. I don't think you helped him at all. I don't think you helped him. I don't. Because what we were able to see is all of the things that we needed to see about Drake. And he said for sure that Kendrick can rap. You shouldn't engage in that. And that's why I didn't help Drake. This whole thing. Because we all know that Kendrick can rap. But that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. I gotta keep it moving. So I love this one. I love this so much because it involves my little chip tooth baby. I love you, Nas. I love you forever. I loved you since your tooth was back in the day when you had the chip tooth. I didn't care about none of that. And you was rapping it behind off. And I didn't care about you got it fixed. I like people with flaws, but whatever. Anyway, the veteran's victory. We can't ignore the enduring power of the legendary duo Nas and DJ Premier. We cannot ignore that. I love this so much. I love this. Y'all know I'm a hip hop. I would like to call myself a hip-hop purist. So this is everything to me. Their new project, Light Years, is a masterclass in classic boom-bap energy. Yes. Now, that I did check out. It's charting respectable against the trap heavyweights, and I love that. Which is a huge win for lyricism and tradition in the game. We need that. It proves there's still some serious money in quality hip hop for those who grew up on the golden era. I love this. Two of my favorites. I love, y'all already know I love my baby chip, my chip tooth baby. And hopefully you know that I love DJ Premier equally. So this works for me. This thing right here works for me. And I'm so happy for the success that it is bringing. I'm just so enamored by it's the amazingness. I love that the OGs can still got it. We got Ghostface, we got Raekwon, they drop projects. I love this. This to me is amazing. I can't get with all the other I can't get with all of it. You feel me? And so I need this insertion right here. And I feel like Kendrick kind of gave them like, yeah, bring that back. Like he gave them the gasoline to their engines. Come on, Vax, let's go. Where we at? Because we don't, some of this crap we don't need, but whatever. Welcome back, Chip Tooth, my Chip Tooth baby. Welcome back. Well, DJ Premier never went any fucking way. But, you know, my Chip Tooth was working on some things. He was working on some things. Like casinos and stuff and getting that guap. And I love this right now. So, yeah, Nas and DJ Premier. I love it. And the combination always proves excellence. I love it. I'm going to go listen to that again. But then, anyway, let me get out of my own personal. But I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to listen again. I need that again. I love Salute, Doc. Salute. Yes, oh my gosh. That made me, that album right there kind of made, I'm not going to say the things that I would normally say, because y'all know I say some outlandish stuff from time to time. So I'm not going to say, I'm going to say that it made me moist. All right, Lil Baby's consistency. Let's get to that. Lil Baby is back in the conversation with a new project, Wham. That is an acronym for Who Hard As Me. I kind of like the title of that a little bit, though. Who Hard As Me. While he's consistently successful, the debate is whether he's finding new sounds or sticking closely to his established formula. So we need to watch those week two numbers for a clearer picture. That's all I gotta say about that. That's some of these little YNs I don't really rock with. I'm not really a huge fan of a lot of these YNs. So we're gonna see what he's gonna do. We're gonna see what he's gonna do. So this week we have to dedicate a segment to a surprise of the year, Ease the Kid, and his album Rebel. So let's get the elephant out of the room. The persistent rumor that the breakout artist Ease the Kid is actually actor Timothy Calumet, performing under an alias, and is the biggest viral story outside of the Diddy fallout, because that's a thing. The press tour has been non-existent, and the mystery has fueled millions of streams. So he didn't do the press run like everybody else, which is, what I'll say, you don't know if that's going to work. And for some, it might work, but for him, it's obviously working. The music itself. But is the music good? That's the question. Is it good music? Absolutely. Rebel has this raw antagonist energy that's tapping into the new generation of listeners. It's a blend of melodic rap and alternative undertones. That's what it has. That's what it's doing. The track Lost Cause is a lyrical standout dealing with identity and fame pressure. That's a thing that's happening. So, I'm not here to confirm or deny the rumors, but because y'all know I love it. The marketing genius behind it is undeniable. It's undeniable. In a world of oversharing and anonymity, is the brand. It's a genius play on media consumption. The question is, though, if it is an established celebrity, does that diminish the art to you? So let me know what y'all feel about it. Does it diminish because he's already an established actor? Does it diminish him in the rap world for you? Not for me, for you. Or is it just a fun twist? Let me know on IG, on Facebook, or TikTok how you feel about that. Like, I need to know. Or YouTube, Rumble, or Twitch. Let me know how you feel about that. I would love to hear how you feel about that. So let me get in. I gotta do just quick work. I'll be right back. I love you guys. I'll be right back. Hold on. Yeah. Gimme.
Tired of the tax season headache? Laborally Bookkeeping is here to make your tax preparation simple and stress-free. We ensure maximum deductions and accurate filing so you keep more of your hard-earned money. Don't wait. Get peace of mind for your personal and business taxes. Book your tax appointment today at laborallybookkeeping.com.
So Doc has already responded. Doc said no. So it doesn't matter whether or not he's already established in the acting world. I don't feel like it should. Because if you can transition as a rapper to an actor, why can't you transition from an actor to a rapper? And who's to say that your life before you becoming an actor wasn't crazy? That's all I'm saying. So no, I don't feel like it. I feel the same way. Like, I don't feel like that really plays a part to me. Yeah, I like that. Just extra talent. I like that. I like that a lot. Just extra talent. That's all. And the whole problem that I see that with people saying, like, well, he was an actor. Like, so you don't think that I have other skills other than acting? You don't think I can spit these bars? Bars. I have other talents outside of me being a podcaster. I'm a bookkeeper, for goodness sakes. Like, I'm just saying. People are multi-talented. And so, I can roll with that. I don't feel like that's gonna... Well, the thing is that... And by him acting already, he kind of knows the marketing game. Like, his team already, he knows who to go to have the right marketing squad. So, yeah, no, that doesn't bother me at all that he was an actor first. No. And we don't know what his life was like before that happened. But anyway, let's look at the boardroom now and the media landscape, because that's where the power shifts. Like, that's where the things happen to make these people who they are. So let's talk about it. The Hot 9 saga continues. The aftermath of Hot 97's Ebro in the Morning cancellation is still providing content. So Drake's no petty boots. No baby Caligula. No little boots. No, Drake. But anyway, he's involved in this. Anyway, so Drake's public victory lap and subsequent clapbacks from Ebro and Peter Rosenberg are a perfect case study in the media relationship gone sour. Like, it's a thing. So it shows that even massive radio institutions are now subject to the whims of streaming giants and superstar artists. And I ain't gonna lie, Ebro did say some stuff about us people, like that podcasters and vloggers. He was in his feelings. But I want to say, in all fairness, he's in his feelings because it kind of dips into their lane. And it takes away, like, if you have other people doing commentary, it kind of takes away from them. But in all fairness, when us journalists apply for jobs, you should probably get, because we might have a fresh new intake on how we can move and shift the lane a little bit. But y'all, it's a lot of gatekeepers in the media landscape. So he's in his feelings right now, of course, because they did cancel their show. It happened. They weren't the only ones to get canceled. The show with Miss Jones got shut down as well. So But of course he's understanding, and he said that he had the conversation, I think, with Joe Buttons. He said that he had the conversation with Joe Buttons as well about it, because he knew it was coming. So stop shitting on us, and then y'all won't have to worry about the other shit.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
That's all I'm saying. Like, you can't shit on everybody forever and think that it's gonna be cool. Yeah, y'all look down at us, and now look where you are, but whatever. So, Nicki Minaj versus the government. This is entertaining. So the political commentary is getting intense. Nicki Minaj publicly challenged California Governor Gavin Newsom after he co-signed Megan Thee Stallion. This is a high-profile example of hip-hop artists using their platforms to engage in divisive cultural and political battles, adding fuel to the ongoing fan wars. There's room for more voices. So Doc said there's room for more voices. Don't be mad. But they always get mad, Doc. They always get angry. Like, Ebro said a lot of stuff about us. And again, it's because, like, he felt like we were taken away from them. I feel like you need to, but the crazy part, this is the crazy part about all of that. So, he was talking mad shit about a lot of people. I wasn't one of them, of course. I'm not even that big of a platform yet. But he felt like it was moving into their lane. But Hot 97 is streaming on YouTube, Twitch, and Rumble. They're streaming. Maybe your voice is not doing what you thought your voice could do anymore. Maybe people are getting tired of your shit. Maybe your people are looking for something new. And it worked for a long time. It did. But everything changes in life. There are always changes. And so, Ebro, I'm sorry, but I'm also going to need you to shut the fuck up. Yeah. Because you talk mad shit about YouTubers. You talk mad shit about podcast. You talk mad shit. And now, we're here. But anyway. Let me get back to Nicki and Gavin Newsom. Nobody is listening to Nicki. We think she's done too much already for us to be like, oh, she is who we're going to listen to politically. Maybe, Nicki, you should have started with that. And even still, it's hard to listen to somebody who's married to a pedo. You feel me? Like, it's very hard to listen to somebody who is married to that kind of person. But I feel like maybe in order to get people to listen, like, at this point, you're just entertainment. That's it. Nobody, you don't have the influence that you think that you have at this point. Because, I mean, you still got the Barbs and their section of voters, but they're not necessarily, okay. I'm not listening to Nicki when I'm making my selection in the voters' booth. I'm not. She is Team Trump at this point. She's Team MAGA at this point. And maybe because people weren't supporting her. I don't know. But what I do know, because listen, my kid, it snowed here in Maryland, and it's the whole thing. It's still icy outside, but I still got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, so forgive my yawns. I'm sorry. But I'm not listening to Nikki for any political advice. I'm not. She's the last person that I will ever listen to make my political decisions in the voters. I'm not listening to Nikki. And I vote every election year. I'm not listening to Nikki. I'm not. She's not the person I'm going to be like, oh, well, Nicki Minaj said no. I don't listen to nobody. I need to review and research, you know, what the people stand for before, because you really voting for the lesser of two evils at that point, or three or four evils. Like you're voting for the lesser of the evils. So no politician is ever one that you like, oh, they are squeaky clean, and I don't believe that. I'm no fool, and if you believe that too, you're crazy. No. Do your research before you get into these polls. See what they stand for and if it aligns close enough to what you believe in. That's what I recommend. But I'm not listening to Nicki Minaj about shit. I'm not. She's the last person I'm listening to. But anyway, we're going to keep moving. Streaming wars. So we're watching Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon continue their battle for dominance. The quiet winner right now is Amazon Music. Hold that for a second. Which is heavily investing in a behind the scenes documentaries and exclusive content, trying to pull artists away from the bigger platforms. Keep in mind, on the rising producer payouts there. I actually honestly listen to Amazon Music over all the other platforms. I kind of like Amazon Music, but that's my personal preference. I do. When I walk, I listen to Amazon Music. I ain't gonna lie, I kind of listen to YouTube Music as well, but that's a whole nother subject. And the reason being is because sometimes on Amazon Music, they play stuff that's not in the pool of the music that I want to listen to. So, but a lot of them do that, so whatever. Anyway, Beef Battles and Scars, The Week of Drama. Let's get into it. And finally, it's a wrap up with drama that keeps the timelines buzzing, the beasts that won't die, the stars who can't stay out of the headlines. So let's start. I hate that they Emma, but they're here. Blueface and Krishan Rock Cycle. So we did discover that baby is definitely Blueface's baby. We heard that from Clarissa's mouth. She tested the baby when she kind of low-key stole the DNA, but she got the baby tested. That's his son, for sure. But anyway, let's get into it. So we're back at it, trading public blows and headlines after Krishan was reportedly involved in a physical altercation. Their relationship is a cautionary tale. That remains, unfortunately, captivating millions of followers. They said she got dusted. There is footage on the internet. We saw that, of her fighting. Well, one girl smacked the shit out of her because she grabbed the phone. I ain't gonna lie, Krishan, you know how we get down in Baltimore. Somebody grab your phone, you probably gonna smack the shit out of them too. I'm gonna be real. You just can't be out here just grabbing people. You grab my phone, I swear to goodness, I'm smacking the fuck out you. So that was light work. But you know, this has been the whole thing. Is she sipping teeter? Is she blood? Is she a perp? We don't know. What I do know is, as a Baltimorean, We have gangs here, but that's not the major thing. And at this age, grown ass age, I don't give a fuck about no gangs anyway. But she did get the shit smacked out of her. And then supposedly they jumped her, but then they say they didn't jump her. It's a whole thing. Whatever. But Blueface is the dad, the pappy. Pa is Pa. Let's move on. Azalea Banks' latest target. Trust Azalea Banks to keep things spicy. This week she aims her verbal situation at a major fashion brand, criticizing their cultural appropriation and lack of authentic engagement with the hip-hop culture. She's unpredictable, but she's often points out inconvenient truths. Like sometimes they, I think I know who she's talking about, but I'm just not going to say the name because I'll probably have purchased some things from this brand as well. So I'm not going to do that, but sometimes these brands do take us as a people for granted, and we let them. So whatever. Let's keep it moving. The unofficial collaboration. Did you see the video of Cardi B and Offset surprisingly appearing in a fan's TikTok at a video at a restaurant? I didn't see it, but that's her baby daddy. What do y'all want? She got already 3 kids by this ninja. She got another baby by another ninja, but she got 3 kids by this ninja, so you don't expect to see them together. Maybe they worked it out and they co-parented now. It sparked immediate reconciliation rumors, proving that even a simple shared meal can become a national headline when you're a hip-hop power couple. Again, they share children. Why they can't hang out together? Why? I wish that I was able to be in a, I ain't gonna say I wish, because I was. The one time since my daughter has been a teenager a preteen, that I was able to take my daughter around her father. We had a pretty, everybody was cool. It was a cool vibe. Why we can't co-parent? We don't have to be together. That's not a thing. You feel me? Like, so it was a cool vibe for the time being that we was there. Good thing was it didn't last a long couple of hours, but, cause I think past a couple of hours it might've got ugly. But we were able to sit in the same room and be parents for that one time. So maybe her and Offset and being as though their children are really young, I hope that they're able to co-parent and be in the same situation. But anyway, it's time to move on from this BS. Like, let them, they got a co-parent. They share 3 children together. 3. That's a lot of kids for one couple. And they were married. That is her, hopefully one day soon, to be ex-husband. Like, they gotta be around each other, y'all. They got children together. Like, chill out. Chill out, chill out, chill out. I could be around my baby daddy and it's not a reconciliation. I don't want to be with, I'm happy in my situation as of is. Like, I'm cool with what I got going on right now. I don't, just because we in the same room doesn't mean that I'm necessarily going to be with him again. So let them co-parent like they need to co-parent. These kids need the best of both worlds. And so just shut up. Shut up. Shut up. All right, let me get to this love that I got to get. Doc said a sign for the show notes. For the love notes. I said show notes. Oh, I said it, Doc. I said it. Ah. The blasphemy. Anyway, it's time for the love notes. I'm sorry. Because people be making me mad. Like, I can't co-parent. The fuck out of here. Anyway, it's time for the love list. I want to first start by saying, anybody watching for Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Rumble, I love you. That's live love and maybe playback love if you watch later on. And I love you guys so much. I love you for sure. But this love I'm about to give out, these people come from wide and far, across seas, across mountains. They come from everywhere and they listen to the show, and I appreciate them so much. So yeah, big, big love to them. So I gotta show them love. And how appropriate is it for me to show them love by sending them love notes? Because I can't touch them physically. So I like to show, I like to send them love notes. I do. I love you guys so much. How do we come up with the name Love Notes? Well, I used to call it Love. Doc used to call it Show Notes. I accidentally did it today. And then we bickered. But what we realized is there is no love without compromise. So we came to the compromise, and now we call it Love Notes. Oh, Love Notes. I will never change that ever, ever. It will be Love Notes as long as I'm doing this here show. So, yeah, I love it. Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I didn't. It was a lot of papers, though, in all fairness. It was a lot of papers. Let me check this real quick before I get into this, though. It was a lot of papers. It was. But in all fairness, it was a lot of cities, states, countries, and territories that I had to cover. And so, yeah, man. Yeah. All right, let me make sure before I get into it. It's a lot of cities, countries, territories. If I did that today, we would probably be going into the show a lot later than what we already do. I think we're good, though. We're good. Welcome back to all those that came back. I love you. Thank you for coming back and checking out the show. You guys are amazing, but let's get into it. It's all love. Thank you for the love. Shout out to the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you. I adore you. And thank you so much. Thank you for being loyal listeners. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, Kenya. Ah, you guys are amazing. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all, you guys. Rock, thank you for being loyal listeners. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby. Czech Republic, Portugal, Morocco. You guys just make me so happy. You put a smile on my face. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. You guys rock as well. Thank you. You guys just make my heart beat. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you for listening to the show with all my shenanigans. I love you. Thank you for tuning in. You guys rock. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica. I got you. Hi, Jamaica, Slovakia, Ukraine, and Peru. Hi, Bulls. I love you, too. Thank you for the love. You guys are amazing. Thank you. Italy, Egypt, Malta, Tanzania, Cambodia, Colombia, Trinidad, and Tobago. You guys are amazing. Thank you for the love. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. Bulgaria, Cote d'Ivoire, Palestinian territory occupied, Malaysia, Iraq, Ecuador, Islamic Republic of Iran, and Uruguay. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Uzbekistan, and Georgia, the country, not the state. You guys are amazing. Thank you for the love. I appreciate you for your loyalty. I appreciate you for just listening and giving the show a chance. I just love you guys so much, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you so much. Oh my goodness. The love is here and I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Amazing. Listen, join the conversation. The number is 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. If you are calling from out of the country, you might want to add a one before you dial those numbers. Hit us up. If you want to talk about anything, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join our coffee community so I don't have to deal with these censorship issues, because I caught myself slipping a couple of times this evening. And I don't want to listen. Sometimes I just need to get the swear words out. Sometimes I just do, and I just need you to do that. I need to just, because some of this news, I'd be like, fuck, shit, I need to say those things. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. We love you, and we want to show you love. Every like, every share, and every subscription. If I can see it immediately during the show, then I'm going to shout you out. So, man, show us some love. We love you so much. And lastly, as far as this thing is concerned, big shout out to DJ Rukazi. We appreciate him. We appreciate him so much. He holds it down for this podcast. And there are big things to come as far as he is concerned. So, big shout out to DJ Rukazi. We love you, boots. We love you. Oh, we appreciate you so much, and we love you. Salute to you, Casey. That's real talk. Okay, Doc, I see you. I see you, Vicky Book. But it is what it is, and I love y'all. And with that being said, I'm going to say this. My name is Kat Lee and Wu, and I freaking approve this message. I got a bling from Doc. Hold on, let me get what I need to get real quick. Oh, I forgot. I moved some things around. I'm sorry, y'all. Hold on. Let me fix it, because I need to say this the right way. But definitely, my name is Kat Lee Wu, and I definitely, here we go, approve this message. Yes, I do. I approve this message. Doc gave me my blank. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate you, babes. I appreciate you so much. Heal up. Get better. We need you back, baby. But don't rush. Just get better. Anyway, so, listen, we got this new thing now that we're going to do, which is called the weekly Gab Beat Poll. This week, we asked the ambitious listeners, which trends hold more long-term cultural significance? 21 Savage's chart dominance, or a public accountability sparked by a Diddy documentary? The results. Are overwhelming. 78% of you voted that the Diddy documentary, Diddy documentary's accountability holds more weight. That tells us that while the music is the soundtrack of the culture conversation and the demand for change, are truly what resonates. We looking for a change in the culture. The audience is prioritizing ethical responsibility over hit records right now, and that's a powerful message. That's a very powerful message. Like, it's real talk, real talk. It's a very powerful message. So, it's, I gotta say some things before we get out of here, but I'm gonna say this. That wraps up the Jam Pack Media Monday from from cultural shifts to chart tapping dominance of veteran reunions. Hi, Chip Tufu premiere, and celebrity beefs. The beat goes on. It has to. Like, I'm a hip hop head for real. So it's time for me to say the things that I need to say before we leave the show. I need to say these things, which is saying, mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business, except for on the Media Monday, like today, where I tell everybody's business on the Gabby. I do. Shouldn't have business for me to tell, and I want to tell it. This happened. I try not to tell people's business. It's warranted, but never intentional, except for when I'm in sporty cat mode. It's very much intentional. The wiretap, I'm telling your business. I'm telling your business. If you have a court case or I could put a piece together where I can discuss your court case, I'm going to. I am. I very much am. You shouldn't be a depraved, foul, sinister, disgusting, heinous, dumbass, stupid, diabolical idiot. And if Doc was on camera, he would say insidious. I'm going to add heinous to that list, too. You shouldn't be any of those and have a court case that I can read, because I will. That's my job as a journalist. It's my job to discuss your business. So don't have it. I won't discuss it. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I'm actually not fucking sorry. I'm not at all. What and why, that's more my business, because if I'm going to tell your business, I probably should tell some of my business, too. Oh, cattails is coming. It's coming. December the 27th, it will be here. Officially, for real. We got everything in order. It's coming. So what I will say about this is that when I do tell my stories, I change everybody's name. Nobody's names is the original name. And let me tell you how it will happen, that your real name will come out. If you jump in the comments, you start running your mouth, everybody's going to know it's you because you jumped in the comments, you dumbass. Stupid. Or you decided to reach out to me to discuss why I'm discussing the situation on the show, but nobody knows your name. And then in that case, I felt like I should expose it in a way, because now you done got on my fucking nerves, and I don't like that shit. So I'm going to tell your name then. But other than that, shut the fuck up, and everything will be cool. If Doc was here, he would say, or if he was on camera, he would say, hit dog or holler. And so I just say, holler, bitch. Because you had no business. Nobody knew it was you. I didn't even use your name, stupid ass. I didn't. At all. But you know how that goes. Alright, it's time for your fair warning. I gotta give it to you because it's very important. This is very important business that I'm trying to discuss with you. So here's your fair warning.
The following moments may contain explicit language.
It says you may, it may. I'm guaranteeing you that it does. For sure. Because I'm about to tell you, stay the fuck in your lane. My lane, your lane, not the same. Absolutely fucking not. It's not the same. Stay in your fucking lane. Stay in your shit. Stay in your shit. You jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. Somebody learned that today. And it shocked them, because I never treat people this way. But if you get on my fucking nerves, you're going to get it. And so they had to get it. Too bad for you. I'm not even going to say I apologize. That's why I had to correct it. Because you chose to be here, so I had to give it to you. Because I kept telling you to stop doing your bullshit, and you kept doing it. Well, this is where we stand. Stay the fuck in your lane. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. They should never intercede. They should not combine. You should be over there, and I should be over here. You jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. I can make that. I guarantee you, you're going to get what you do not want. Leave the lioness feeding her cubs. Let her do what she needs to do. Get the fuck out of here. You don't want that. I promise you, you don't want that. You jump in, do not press the button. Do not break the glass first, but do not press the button. Because if you do, you're going to get her. And I promise you, it's ugly. And you're not going to like it at all. You're going to get her. You don't want her. You don't want her. Leave her alone. You want... Listen. Leave her the fuck alone. You're not going to like her. I promise you she's a bit. Oh, I didn't even get to telling you to love your babies, hug your babies, encourage your babies, and always remain and always tell your babies that they're the goat. They need that. I'm not going to get into my whole spiel because I kind of did skip that. Because I need you to leave her alone. Leave her alone. You don't want her. You don't want her at all. She's not nice. She's not sweet. She's not kind. She's not cuddly. You want her. She is, very much. I promise you she is. I can promise you she is. She's nice, sweet, kind of cuddly. Plus, if you get her, AU, big purr bitches. AU, big purr bitches. You get her, you get a 2-for-1 special. We all like 2-for-1 specials. You get her. Yeah, you get her. Listen, if Kat is purring, Kat is a happy, happy girl. She is. You want Kat to purr. You don't want Kat to do this. You don't want Kat to do that. You want to purr. I promise you, you want to purr. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. Who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. I don't need that for we, so just stay the fucking your lane. And everything's calm, cool, and collected. I'm just saying. Everything's copacetic. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Obviously, he got a tame nail. 21 Savage then came to his rescue. It's not gonna work. He did not pick and choose his. You warned him, and he still didn't pick and choose his battles. You warned him! My ninja, you warned him, and he still didn't pick and choose his battles wisely. You don't want to be like him at all. You don't want no parts of that. You don't want to be like him. Plus, he lied anyway. He said he studied hip-hop battles for 11. These gentlemen I'm about to speak of, they've been in their fair share of hip-hop battles. And they're hard racist, so he's not here anymore, but one half of them is still here, and what they said was that there's a war going on outside that no man is safe from. They said, I'm paraphrasing, they said that you can run, but you can't hide with your bitch ass. They said from these streets that we done took, they said your punk ass is walking with your head down, scared to look. They said, baby Caligula, little boots. Petty Boots, a.k.a. Drake, that you should be scared of. How? He tried to save me. He tried to save you. But then you walking with your head down, scared to look. You shook with your punk ass. You ain't no such thing. It's halfway crooks. You scared. Mama say, mama saw, mama kusa. I'm just fucked up that your friend tried to save you and it didn't work. It's crazy work to me. It's crazy work. Because he sound crazier than you when you, and whatever. Okay. Listen, worry about the war. Fuck the battle. I'm worried about the war. I'm never worried about the battle. I'm never fucking worried about the battle. I'm always worried about the fucking war. I am. You should worry about that too. But while you're worrying about the war, worry about being you. Being amazingly you, be ambitiously you, be genuinely you, be authentically you, but be you at the end of the day. Because fuck that phony shit. Be you. Be you. Even if they say they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress, listen, two of them things I wouldn't even worry about. The way you walk is just the way you fucking walk. The way you dress, if you're going to be a weird dressing motherfucker, then. And being as though he from where he's from, is it weird? Maybe that's cool where he's from. But the way that you talk, that's an international language. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Don't file court cases for battles that you engaged in, because that diminishes your brand 100%. Don't do that. Don't make up fake accents, because everybody knows that that's not your accent. We're over that bullshit. And just shut the fuck up. Period. Just shut up. Shut up. Fuck. Remember, what you eat don't make them shit, and what they eat don't make you shit either. So just, man. You can't make anybody happy. But if they allow you to sprinkle your pixie dust on them and say, think happy thoughts, and then they start floating, that's cool, but you can't make people happy, baby. You gotta worry about yourself. They gotta worry about themselves, too. That's how you find the happiness, because happiness starts with that. It does. You can't win this world by yourself. You're gonna leave by your fucking self. You are, even if you are a twin, except for that special, those special cases of twin I do not speak about, because I'm not a doctor. And I don't know how that works, but if you separate it, you feel me? Y'all leaving at different times. Even if it's the same day, it's different times. I promise you. You came in at different times, you leave at different times. Listen, no matter how much you try to fix it, you won't. They'll find something else to nitpick about. So fuck that shit too. Fuck that shit. I told y'all, misery, that whole loves company. I always tell her, no, bitch, we not hanging together. I don't even like your kind. I don't like miserable individuals. Get the fuck away from me. No, I don't want it. I don't want it. And lastly, dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. And maybe hops into another dimension that we don't know about, because we don't know what it is out there. We don't know. But dream big. Dream big, baby. Dream big. And then once you realize and visualize the dream, plan and execute, because it's not going to happen unless you put it together. You got to work hard for anything that you do want. That's the only way you're going to get it. So do that. Y'all, listen. That's a wrap up for a jam-packed New Year Monday. It is. We got to let it go. We got to get up out of here. Thank you for tuning into the Gab Beat. We'll be back next week to break down all the unreleased and latest in the culture. We will do that. I don't have no plans on getting hurt again. But until then, stay ambitious. I love y'all. Stay safe, stay out of trouble, and if you are going to get in trouble, get a good fucking lawyer, because you're going to need it. And with that being said, y'all, I got to get up out of here. We got school in the morning, and we got to hop down the street, because there's a lot of ice on the street, because this is icy. I love y'all. Stay safe. Good night. Bye. I love y'all. Out. Oh, my God.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.